This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. First this hour, Libya. In a moment, we'll hear from the front lines in eastern Libya, but we begin with an international gathering in Rome. The U.S. and other countries shifted their focus from military topics to diplomacy and finance. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for more measures to bolster the Libyan opposition. She also said the Obama administration will try to release at least some of the more than $30 billion in frozen Libyan assets for the rebels to use. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has our story from Rome.
The meeting came at a time of growing international impatience with the military operation in Libya. Initial hopes that the Gaddafi regime would quickly collapse under the NATO-led air campaign have not been fulfilled, and the two sides are locked in a stalemate. In a sign of just how frustrated the international community is, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé, whose country was in the forefront in supporting the rebels and launching airstrikes, has said the military intervention must end as rapidly as possible. In fact, today the military situation was not on the agenda. Secretary of State Clinton told reporters this morning what the meeting would discuss.
How better to increase the pressure on Gaddafi and those around him, diplomatically, politically, economically, how we can bring about the outcome that the people of Libya and the international community seek, an end to the violence against civilians and the beginning of a democratic transition to a better future.
Secretary Clinton told the meeting participants that the world must keep isolating the Gaddafi regime, including travel bans on top officials, sending envoys to work with the opposition, and pulling the plug on the regime's propaganda incitements to violence. The Secretary of State was asked by an Italian journalist whether the U.S. was considering a raid on Gaddafi like the one on Osama bin Laden.
We have made it abundantly clear that the best way to protect civilians is for Gaddafi to cease his ruthless, brutal attacks on civilians from the west to the east, to withdraw from the cities that he is sieging and attacking, and to leave power. So that is the outcome we are seeking.
Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini outlined a system that would provide the rebels with financial assistance. He described a partial unfreezing of Gaddafi regime assets in international banks, as well as the creation of an internationally monitored fund to which nations can make contributions. The rebels could use this fund for their immediate needs in covering the cost of food, medicine, and hospitals. Frattini did not supply any figures, but rebel spokesmen have said they need at least $1.5 billion. Speaking through a translator, Frattini also spoke of a blueprint for Libya's political transformation.
There ought to be a national assembly for the reconstruction of Libya. This has to be an all-inclusive assembly in order to trigger a constitutional process that would lead to a popular referendum in the build-up to parliamentary and presidential elections.
The process should begin, he said, with municipal elections to be held as soon as possible in opposition-held territories to demonstrate the rebels' ability to govern themselves democratically. With public opinion in many participating countries increasingly opposed to the military operation, diplomats are focusing on a possible political solution. The idea has been floated that Muammar Gaddafi could leave Libya, but the possibility of political asylum has become more difficult. On Wednesday, the International Criminal Court prosecutor announced he would seek 3 arrest warrants for crimes against humanity in Libya. He did not name the suspects, but whoever they are, it would be hard for any country to ignore those arrest warrants. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.